share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. As many of us are going through difficult times, some have looked for alternatives in order to get food to survive. Food, water, clothes, and other basic necessities are highly sought after by flood victims at the moment. However, a flood victim who went above and beyond in order to get food, found herself in tears as she found out that policemen have eaten her food. My cousin, from Taman Sri Muda, had to walk all the way to the police tent for an hour to get her food she ordered. The policemen ate it all. Her family and her has not eaten for a day. Shameful people. Hashtag Kita Jaga Kita Hashtag Durara Banjir pic.twitter.com/T6CIC8P. Andreasaurus, at Andrea Ritika, December 22, 2021. The story was shared by the victim's cousin, Andrea. She highlighted the issue by screenshotting the victim's Instagram story and posting it on Twitter. It explained that the victim was one of the flood victims from Sri Muda, where conditions have been horrible these past few days. The victim had ordered food from Grab. However, due to safety reasons, the Grab rider asked her to pick up the food at a police tent which was 1 hour away. After having walked there, she was surprised to find that her food had already been taken and eaten by the policemen that were stationed there. They put all of the trash inside and stared at me. I told them that's my food and I ordered it from Grab because there was a receipt on the plastic. But the police just told me to go back, saying it's dangerous to stand there. Ending her story with disappointment, she mentioned how volunteers were actually the only ones who have been helping flood victims. Her story made everyone fume in anger towards the police because of the way she was treated. Andrea also included a screenshot of her cousin's response where she explained that she did not manage to see the names of the policemen. Her cousin said that the incident had left her sad, starving and tired and caused her to break down. The police guys, they were all at an elder age. They looked at me like I'm a kid. We hope that nobody will have to experience such an incident because of how inhumane it was. Friendly reminder to all, we're all going through tough times, so let's continue to be supportive and thoughtful towards others. Also read, Majin shares how she survived on highway for 18 hours due to flood, all thanks to handouts from public source, Twitter source, Twitter. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.